So how does a massive government department manage a budget of like 318.8 million rand and actually secure a flawless, clean audit for 10 straight years, especially when they're navigating a crippling energy crisis and, well, the lingering fallout of a pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, that is the $1 million, or I guess the multi-million rand question right there.
Right. So welcome to today's deep dive. We're looking into the 2022-2023 annual report of the Western Cape Provincial Treasury. And our mission for you today is to look under the hood of this massive bureaucracy to figure out how they actually keep the wheels turning when the environment is just so turbulent. So let's unpack this.
Well, the big headline here is really their 10th consecutive unqualified with no findings audit opinion, which to anyone outside the accounting world, unqualified might sound like, you don't have the right credentials.
Right, like you are not qualified to do the job.
Exactly. But in auditor speak, it actually means a perfect clean bill of health. I mean, independent auditors checked the books and they found zero hidden financial messes or misstatements.
And that is 10 years in a row. Now, the report attributes this to a focus on people, systems, and processes, which honestly sounds like textbook corporate jargon. What does that actually look like on a random Tuesday?
Yeah, it sounds dry, but it basically looks like really rigorous, almost obsessive daily tracking. So, for example, out of that massive adjusted budget, they underspent by only 0.6%.
Wait, 0.6?
Yeah, just 1.7 million rand left over.
Okay, wait, let me challenge that for a second. Because in the middle of a crisis, is underspending actually a good thing? Like, if citizens are struggling with load shedding and a tough economy, doesn't keeping 1.7 million in the bank mean you withheld funds that people desperately needed?
I mean, that is a totally fair question. But in government finance, precision is really the primary goal. Underspending by such a tiny margin shows they executed almost exactly what they promised, instead of overpromising or just like randomly throwing money at problems.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Plus, they didn't just underspend. They actually over-collected about 3.45 million rand by actively recovering unspent conditional grants from municipalities.
Oh, a conditional grant being money. The province gives a municipality for a very specific project, right? Like building a local clinic.
Correct. Yeah, so if the municipality fails to spend it on that specific clinic, the treasury swoops in and basically claws it back.
So they don't just let the funds vanish into some administrative void.
Exactly. They actively track it down.
Well, that explains the strict accounting. But doing that during stable times is one thing. The 2022-2023 period was brutal. I mean, the report highlights severe load shedding and major bureaucratic hurdles. There was this delayed preferential procurement regulation.
Right, which is basically the rules dictating how the government buys things.
Yeah, and that got tied up in a constitutional court judgment. So how do you keep the money flowing when the rules are frozen and the lights are literally off?
Well, you have to run stress tests on reality. To do this, the Treasury uses what they call the Fiscal Futures Project. So instead of just writing a single budget and crossing their fingers,
which sounds terrifying,
right? They build out different long-term fiscal scenarios.
Like running a simulation. Like,
yes.
If load shedding hits stage six for a month, here's exactly how our tax revenue drops and here's plan B.
Precisely. They map out the worst case external shock so they know in advance which financial levers to pull. And for the energy crisis specifically, they use their strategic infrastructure projects.
The SAP's framework?
Yeah, the SAP's framework. They use that to guide departments into investing directly into the energy transition. So they stress tested the crisis and actively funded the escape route.
Wow. Because mapping out a crisis doesn't really help if people on the ground can't participate in the economy.
Yep.
Which brings us to the Procurement Client Center, or PCC, out in Century City. The report says they reduce red tape for small businesses. But how? Like, reducing red tape is another one of those empty phrases?
Yeah, but in this case, it is a physical intervention. Because to do business with the government, you have to navigate this massive maze of compliance documents.
Oh, I can only imagine.
So the PCC operates as a dedicated help desk that literally sits down with small business owners and walks them through the supplier database registration step by step.
Oh, wow. So they actually remove the administrative friction so a small local supplier can actually bid on government contracts. They are actively coaching the little guy to get a seat at the table.
Exactly.
And speaking of the table, this treasury is also monitoring massive public-private partnerships, or PPPs. For anyone listening, a PPP is when a private company funds and operates a public asset. Like, if you have ever driven on the Chapman's Peak Drive toll road or visited the Dehoop Nature Reserve, you have interacted with a PPP model monitored by this very treasury.
Yeah, and it's not just past projects either. The Tigerberg Hospital redevelopment is currently in the procurement phase. It really proves a crucial point, which is that boring, disciplined financial ledgers are what actually build hospitals and maintain roads.
It really is a balancing act, isn't it? The Treasury's success, or this governance for results concept they use, is all about pairing incredibly strict, precise bookkeeping on one hand with highly adaptable scenario planning on the other.
Yeah, it is discipline meeting flexibility.
Absolutely. Well, we started by looking at how they navigated the load shedding crisis using their fiscal futures project to stress test their budget. So looking at your own life or business, what kind of futures project could you implement right now to stress test your plans and ensure you weather your next big personal or professional shock?